Guys, make sure you're following us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
It massively helps us out. Enjoy the episode.
Welcome back to Pitside, ladies and gentlemen. Today we are joined by no one. We're with my co-host, Mr. Reeve himself. And I will say, I don't know if you've noticed, but the background, there has been a slight change. You have 5 seconds to work out. Obviously, if you're listening, you have no idea what we're talking about. But if you are watching, you have 5 seconds to work out what we have changed. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And we're still not going to tell you.
We're still not going to tell you. No, it is. It's the football. Nike have been kind enough to sort us out with the brand new
winter edition
ball. And I was actually speaking to the guy that designed it. Mm-hmm. So I'm a bit friendly now. I speak to the guy who's head of Nike equipment. I think he designs all the balls. And he was saying it's designed through superheroes.
Yeah.
So I know it's very common now, but he's telling me about it. It was like, yeah, throughout lockdown and stuff, a lot of footballers were sort of superheroes to young children. So he wanted to implement the idea through lockdown and superheroes about footballers into his design. And you can tell, can't you? Yeah, it's a very superhero-esque football. So Let us know in the comments down below, what is your favourite football?
I thought you were going to say superhero.
Yeah, what is your favourite football, actually?
My favourite football?
It doesn't have to just be Premier League. It can be any football of any time, any era. Because I know my top three by far.
I think it's got to be the purple and yellow Total 90 ball.
The one Ronaldo did the free kick with?
I think so. That's the
against
Portsmouth.
Yeah, yeah. That's Aero 2, I think.
It is Aero 2, yeah.
Is it Aero 2?
Or whatever it's called.
Yeah, something like that. My favourite ball, I've actually got it. I should have brought it with me now so I could show you.
We'll just keep updating
the thing. Maybe Jamie will be able to put them on screen. Mine's the, I believe it's Aero 1.
Oh,
you know, the ringed
Aero one,
the yellow and blue ringed.
Yeah, I do remember.
Donut,
that.
No,
yeah.
Ringed football.
So yeah, it had like two.
Yeah. That's number one for me. Number
so the Aero 1-1.
Aero 1-1 is one.
Yeah,
I'd actually say that's probably number three.
Really,
I love it so much. I think it's absolutely stunning.
It is a gorgeous football, but has it had long enough on the shelf?
I don't know, maybe not. And then another good shout would be the Euro 2004 football. It was like a silver and slightly blue. It's like a blue-tinted silver football. You'll be able to see it. Look, I'll show you it quickly. It was...
Euro 2004?
Yeah, in Greece.
Okay.
Euro 2004 football. And I've actually got that ball in a size 5. It's this one here.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That one, absolutely unbelievable. So yeah, let us know your favourite footballs in the comments down below. That was a bit of a random start. But I wanted to bring up a subject which, you know, it causes a lot of debate in the pubs.
You pub know, debate?
Pub debate, yeah.
It's basically what we do here.
It's basically all we do, isn't it, realistically? But because it's international break, there's not a lot of Premier League football going on right now.
You could say there's no Premier League football.
You could say there is none.
Right,
so I thought, what better way to fill the international break than to name our all-time 11 from the Prem?
That's a bit...
11.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure. We're only like a minute in.
I know.
Minute we're in because
I know it is a lot of pressure, but I feel like it could be a debate that a lot of people will get involved in, and we want to see your all-time 11 in the comments down below.
So are we doing
as well.
A collective one or just
me versus you, buddy?
Me versus you.
Yes. All right. See if we agree or disagree on multiple positions, and I think we should start off with the goalie. Now, do you go with?
It would help.
Now, this is the thing though. Do you go down the route of statistically who is the best keeper, or in your humble opinion, who deserves it? Who would you want to have in your all-time 11? Because you can be like club biased, you can be that sort of stuff.
Mm.
Doesn't necessarily have to think this is the best player of all time. It'd be who is you in your all-time Premier League 11?
Well, it's quite a subjective
thing
to talk about, isn't it? Like, objectively, there aren't really any Premier League players that are maybe the best apart from, you know, the obvious.
So I think Giroud,
Henry,
I think
know, top
in terms
scoring.
Of like goalie, I think a lot of people would say like Peter Schmeichel, but really Czech has a better record.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? So who would you put in goal for you? What names would you put in the shout?
I'd probably go Petr Cech.
Petr Cech?
Yeah. Most clean sheets in Prem history.
Most clean sheets in Prem history. And not only did he do it for Chelsea, he also did it for the mighty
Arsenal. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, there's some affinity there from club bias as well.
So you're going to go... You know what? We should actually probably write our team
down. Yeah, I'll write mine down.
I'm also going with Cech in goal. I know what he's going to say. Theo, you're just copying. There's no debate here. I think the goalie was pretty much a standout one. I think everyone can pretty much admit that Petr Cech was the best or is the best Premier League keeper of all time.
Yeah, to be fair, I have no qualms with you going Petr Cech as well.
So. Okay. moving on to the centre back partnership. You can choose, mate.
Most people don't do that. Most people go like full back across the other side.
Yeah, no, I'm going to work through the middle and spread out. Right, unless you go three at the back. What formation are you playing?
Oh,
I was just going to go 4-4-2, to be honest.
4-4-2
or 4-3-3.
Yeah, 4-3-3 is probably. Oh, I don't know. 4-2-1-2 diamond.
Yeah, literally, it's like four at the back, and then just the rest of them can play wherever they want.
Yeah, I'm just going to go 4-4-2, quote unquote, but it won't actually be like 4-4-2.
Okay, so who are your centre backs then?
Have
thrown it on you, haven't I?
Oh, this is tough.
Because what do you go for? Do you go for a partnership from a certain club, or do you throw two?
Well, we're not trying to build a team that beats each other, are you? Just trying to say who you think is the best.
Oh, yeah, are you throwing two random centre backs from different teams from different eras into the mix, or are you going like a Vidic Ferdinand because of their chemistry?
That's what I mean. But am I picking based off who I think is the best, or who I've seen?
It's up to you. It's like whoever you want. It's whoever you want.
Okay, so we're going John Terry as my first.
John
one.
Terry?
Yeah. He's like just an absolute role.
The one thing I know he's a bit of a lot of people don't really like him because of his personal life and whatnot. But the one thing I do admire about John Terry is he quite literally would put his body on the line.
Yeah.
Like there's
I think people underappreciate how good of a footballer he actually was as well.
I agree.
He's so good with the ball at his
There's two instances. One of them where's the one he chucked his head along the floor. Do you remember that?
He
put his head in front of the ball like, hello!
Yeah.
And then the other one was when, I don't know why this stands out in my memory because I remember watching it live, was when it was against Arsenal in the FA Cup. Is it the FA Cup final or the League Cup final? One of the finals, I think. And I think it was Diaby booted him in the head as he went to go. Mate, he booted him in the head.
Yeah,
remember?
Just caught him in the face.
And he just fell unconscious.
Yeah.
And Gary Lewin was on the side and just, he was like treating like, someone,
yeah.
He said, sacked him off, ran straight onto the pitch. Didn't get the referee's permission to run on the pitch. He ran on and pulled his tongue out. And if he didn't do that, John Terry may have been in serious trouble. Here we go.
I did see someone floating around behind the screen. I wasn't sure who it was.
Oh, you freako. You want to come on and join in the debate?
Oh, just ruin the pod, but not appear on it.
You're coming on soon. Anyways, so JT makes your centre half.
Yeah, and I'm gonna go one old Premier League, well, not old, but
Tony
like
Adams.
One.
No, okay.
No, no. No, no. I was gonna go one from early stage of me remembering the Premier League, and then one current.
Okay,
I'm gonna go Virgil van Dijk alongside him, because I feel like in the current climate of world football. In the Prem, who comes close?
I mean, he was pretty much the only centre-back.
I know that's going to be a lot very controversial because a lot of people are going to say, oh, where's the shout for Vidic and Ferdinand? And obviously, I've got to consider them. They are, we're talking about the greatest of all time, you know.
It's hard. You can only put two in. And to be fair to Van Dijk, he was also in with a shout of Ballon d'Or.
Yeah.
Like his name was in the mix, do you know what I mean? And that obviously shows something.
You can see just how important he is to Liverpool because when he basically had a full season through, defensively they were amazing.
Yeah.
Then obviously ACL, Jordan Pickford happened. Liverpool at the back, completely different animal, right?
So I mean, even the stat of like how many games was it, how many minutes was it that no one dribbled past him?
Pepe was the first person to do it, wasn't he?
My man Pepe, my absolute hero.
Nicolas Pepe.
So you're going to go with Terry and Van Dijk?
Yeah, because I feel like there's a lot of rose-tinted bias that people pick partnerships. Mm. And Van Dijk's never really had a proper partner. And he's still considered for Ballon d'Or, like you said.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
He's had people come and go next to him constantly.
He's just the one that remains every time.
Yeah, he's unbelievably good just on his own.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, obviously Terry and Carvalho, most people go Terry in that partnership. Rio and Vidic, it just depends what kind of defender you like.
See, I don't know what I'm going to do now. Because
I'm trying to give two different perspectives. I'm trying to do, you know, some players from the modern game that probably deserve to be in it. And when we look back, we'll be like, they were the greatest.
Like Ruben Dias.
I mean, yeah, he's amazing.
At some point.
I'd go Virgil, really. But what I'm talking about, you know, like when we eventually come to the forwards and it'd be like Mohamed Salah. People go, what? You can't say that now. Mm. But then when we look back in 5 years' time, we'll be like, oh my God, Salah was the absolute GOAT.
You're actually speaking straight facts there.
So I've got to pick a few from the era that we've seen and people have retired from, and also the era that we're currently doing.
See, I don't know whether to go Terry over Ferdinand or Ferdinand over Terry.
Make it different.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Rio.
Yep.
Because...
I'll back it.
He just had a bit of, like, swagger about him when he played. Like, he was a crazy bastard when he played.
Yeah.
He also, I feel like, yes, Terry scored a lot of goals. I'd be interested to see who scored more goals, Rio or John Terry.
I'd say John Terry.
You'd say John Terry from the headers, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like Rio...
I'm definitely yeah, have a
Google on that one.
We don't do enough fact-checking on this show. So.
Also, for me, Rio, I know... I'll stop relating it to pace and whatever, but he was a little bit faster. He was a bit more agile. You know, he did ballet. He did do ballet.
I feel like he...
He could be a bit more versatile in my team.
Yep.
And also, let's face it, Rio, he was an exceptional centre-back. I think we got very lucky that the fact that we're throwing Terry and Ferdinand, who are both English centre-halves, into the mix of being two of the best centre-backs of all time in the Premier League.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And you know what? I might even throw Tony Adams into my team.
Really?
Just for his leadership qualities. You know? Okay. And he's an Arsenal. He was part of the Invincibles as well. Like, no other... Did he captain the Invincibles? Did Tony Adams captain the Invincibles? I don't know. Was that a little bit too late? It was Vieira, maybe. I don't know. Well, either way, Tony Adams, like, for me, growing up, he was unbelievable. So I'm going to go with...
Sure, I'm just still trying to find
Who scored more goals?
Yeah.
Rio or JT? It's hard for me not to put JT in, but I do want to be different.
Okay.
I'm going to go Ferdinand and Vidic. Patrick Vieira's captain. Okay. I'm going to go Ferdinand and Vidic. I'm going to have a partnership of dreams of Ferdinand and Vidic.
You're just going straight Man United.
I'm going straight Man United. Mate, let's face it. Like that partnership was like, they were like a joke.
Yeah.
You know, they won everything together. They won the Prem. They won the Champions League.
Yeah.
Like they were at one point, like they were the best centre-back partnership in world football.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Ferdinand and Vidic.
So no Tony Adams?
No Tony Adams, no.
Okay.
No, let's face it, like, I was just being Arsenal biased there. He wasn't even part of the Invincible squad, was he? He'd retired by then.
I was questioning that, but I was also trying to Google this at the same time. So, Tony Adams is like an era before that. Before the Prep
I could have said Pascal Cigan, but everyone's going to have a go at me being like, you're Arsenal biased.
Well, the Invincible partnership would have been...
Sol Campbell and Colo Torre,
yeah.
Yeah, and then Lauren at right back, Ashley Cole at left back.
Yeah.
Speaking of Ashley Cole, so I'm going Vidic and Ferdinand. Yeah, and you're going Van Dijk and John Terry.
Yeah.
Should we go left back?
You've already mentioned him, but yeah.
Ashley Cole.
Yeah.
Ashley Cole. Yeah. I'm sorry, but he is.
So John Terry's Premier League record is 492 appearances, 41 goals, 12 assists, and 214 clean sheets.
214 clean sheets.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? And then Ferdinand's Premier League record is...
214 clean sheets at centre back.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Well, what's Czech? Czech is like well over 200, isn't it?
Yeah. What's Ferdinand's record?
Rio's is 11. It says 11 goals, 8 assists, and 189 clean sheets in 504 appearances. So no way near the ratio of Terry.
So Terry was elite.
Yeah.
Terry was elite.
Yeah. I mean, most people. I wouldn't say most people, but like he's definitely up there for like top two in most people.
I think as well, like you
could, time.
I would also agree that JT would deserve to make the team, but you can't say Ferdinand wouldn't deserve to make the team.
But that's why it's a controversial debate.
Yeah, but I'm going Ferdinand and Vidic for their chemistry reasons.
Yeah. We're going for different reasons. Cool.
Okay, left back. I mean, are we both going Ashley Cole?
Yeah, I've got to go Ashley Cole.
I'm sorry, but he doesn't get the credit he deserves.
Yeah, one of the most underappreciated players of all time.
Yes, we can understand that he was a snaky little bastard and did Arsenal to Chelsea. And
no Evra, not even consideration.
No.
He did bits of United.
No.
All right.
I'm sorry, but Ashley Cole is so far clear of every other left back to ever grace the Prem. I think he's one of the best left backs of all time in world football.
I agree.
Like, you couldn't get past him.
Yeah.
He could attack, he could score goals, but he was also one of the really good defenders. Like, nowadays, you see a lot of these fullbacks who are, like, unbelievable going forward. Say, Trent, for example, they lack in their defensive aspects, whereas Ashley Cole had everything. Like, he was unbelievable, and he did it for Arsenal. He did win the Invincibles. He was part of the Invincibles. He was. He did it for Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
And then just because of that meme of him at Roma standing on the side, I feel like it tarnished him.
Meme culture seems to tarnish a lot of people.
It came in a lot, didn't it?
Like, people forget how good Michael Owen was because of the stuff he says as a
for
pundit.
For a short period of time, that was the issue for Michael Owen.
Yeah.
He was by far, he won Ballon d'Or at like 21 or whatever.
Yeah, 21.
He was one of the best footballers in the world by 18. But because of his injuries, he got fucked.
Yeah, I'm fact checking whilst we go through this. Yeah, so Ashley Cole, 385 Premier League appearances, 15 goals, 31 assists and 148 clean sheets.
So basically a clean sheet every two games, or just over every two games.
Yeah, that's like two and three.
Sort of that's
thing.
Really not bad.
Yeah.
So he went from Arsenal to Chelsea to Roma, was it? He played for LA Galaxy for a bit, did he not?
Yeah.
He went out to America.
I think that was after Roma, though, no?
Yeah, it was after Roma,
everyone
yeah.
finishes in the MLS.
Mate, I think Ashley, as I said, Ashley Cole is just, he's so underrated. And that's weird to say because everyone would agree that he's probably the best left-back to ever grace the Prem, but I still think he's underrated.
Mm.
Like, yeah, I just think he's a knob.
Yeah, you can be a dick and still be amazing at football.
Yeah, and also
it happens to a lot of people. Actually, it's like,
and also, do you not find it a bit jarring when he's clearly trying to be a pundit, but he can't really articulate himself very well. I actually think that he'd probably be a really good coach,
right?
Because even though he's not necessarily the smartest guy, and when it comes to knowing how to play his position,
football intelligence,
when it knows exactly that, like, I feel like he'd be an unbelievable coach. So if you're a left back growing up now, if you're a kid, just watch Ashley Cole YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And if you ever get to work under him, like, not many people do because he's not really a coach as well.
Yeah.
But I think he'd be an exceptional coach. So we're both going Ashley Cole at left back, yeah?
Yep.
Any other names? Not Patrice Evra? You don't go Patrice? I could put Patrice in with Vidic and Rio.
Yeah, just make a full United backline.
Yeah.
But it would be the right back at that point.
Oh, like, Gary Neville.
Yeah, it would be Gary Neville.
Wait, I'm not even joking. Gary Neville's got a shout to go into right back. Surely you got to put him in
really?
As a shout. I wouldn't put him in my team.
Yeah.
But he has to be up there, right?
But what, in terms of success? Because, I mean, ability, success, you wouldn't...
ability, no way. But
that's
in terms
what I mean.
Of, yeah, but saying that, mate, he was also... starting right back for one of the best clubs in the world.
I'm half tempted to go Gary Neville.
He could be a captain. Or is JT going to be a captain?
Yeah, JT would take the armband. It'd be tough between Virgil and JT, actually. They're both like...
Not Gary.
But it's like a team of leaders, really, isn't it? That's basically what you vote for.
So who are you going right back then? What other names you got? Lauren?
Lauren.
You can't put Lauren in the mix. I know he was good, but he's not one of the best right backs to ever grace the Prem.
In terms of ability, Trent...
Has he been doing it for long enough?
I don't think you can argue that.
You can't argue it. Has he been doing it for long enough?
That's the thing. But are we picking people based on ability, or are we picking people based on Premier League success? Because if you're talking out and out ability, and I'm not even trying to be like, I don't really care if this is English.
He's versatile as well, isn't he?
He's one of the best right backs that league has seen in a long, long, long while.
I would agree. Reece James,
maybe not. Reece James. But I mean, just on what Trent offers,
he's doing it a little bit longer. And to be fair, if you've got such a
He's not a right... Well, I mean, he is a right, but he's not a...
He's a right wing back, isn't
he's
he?
He's like so...
Versatile.
So creative.
So if you've got for your team Terry and Van Dijk at the back...
That's what I mean. He's, well,
you've got the defence covered, basically, there.
He's just a weapon. He's an offensive weapon, really.
Oh, so would you go Trent?
I mean, he's won a Prem.
Hmm?
He's won a Prem. Counts.
So Gary never won quite a lot of Prems.
That's what I mean. But I mean, in terms of ability... Do you know what? I don't know, actually. I don't know.
I'm gonna have a look at some of the other options we got.
I might go Trent just to be different. I'm gonna go Trent Alexander-Arnold. If we're doing all-time Prem 11 of players' pure ability, Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Bakary Sanya. Some names. Steve Finnan.
Yeah, you've just gone on the top 10 line. I was already on.
Dan Pedrescu. I don't even know who that guy is, if I'm being honest.
Well, these are just suggestions given to you. You have to pick. That's pretty helpful.
That was an advert. Mate, I'm not even joking. This one's an interesting one. Cesar Azpilicueta.
Yeah.
Because he's a very good right back. For ability, right back. And now he can play centre back in a 3 and a 5.
This is an all-time Prem 11. It's not who can play in a 3 back
Zabaleta.
At the weekend against Burnley, mate.
Zabaleta. Lee Dixon.
Yeah, Lee Dixon's
but he
there.
Lee Dixon, he did play in the Prem, but the majority of that was in the first division, was it not? It was like, and he was very good. Look, don't get me wrong, Lee Dixon was unbelievable. But for me, I don't want to be Man United bias. Because I got Rio and Vidic.
That's why I went Trent.
I'm gonna go with Gary Neville.
Yeah,
I'm going with Gary Neville. You know, he's got...
I should probably reconsider what I'm saying here because it's a bit outrageous to say that Trent Alexander-Arnold is the greatest all-time Premier League right back.
But this is not necessarily great. It's who you'd have in your all-time 11.
Yeah. I mean...
You get chemistry to Van Dijk.
Yeah, I'm just going to put it out there. Why not be controversial, you know?
Be Trent.
Yeah.
Go Trent.
Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Okay, so...
The best right back the Premier League has seen in terms of delivering a ball.
Set pieces.
He's KDB in defence, mate. That's what he is.
He's David Beckham, but a right back.
He's David Beckham, but a right back.
Okay, so my players so far, I've got check and goal.
Yeah, you should check how many Man United players you've got there.
Gary Neville at right back, Ashley Cole left back, Rio Vidic. Yeah. To be fair, that United team under Fergie when they won the Prem all the time.
Yeah, but are you going to put Ryan Giggs in then because he's got 13 Premier Leagues?
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
I don't know. Okay. But actually, you know what? Okay, let's stop.
I'm trying to pick a mix of ability and legacy. It seems you're just picking the people that won the most Premier Leagues.
What's the difference?
Yeah, okay.
Midfield.
Well, Steven Gerrard's never won a Premier League, so... I mean,
no, but Steven Gerrard's the first name on my list.
That's what I mean.
You've just basically... I'm not just basing it on Premier League medals. I'm sorry, but you can't say that Gary Neville, Ashley Cole, Vidic, Rio and Cech don't deserve to be in an all-time 11 because they just do deserve to have their names in with a shout.
Yeah, but you... Okay, all right. What position are we going next? We'll just pick any...
I'm going to go 4-4-2.
Yeah, that's not
I'm
really
just going to go with midfielders. Okay, first name on the team sheet for me is Stevie G.
Cool.
So far, clear of Lampard.
Okay.
I'm sorry, just is. Like, Lampard's good and all that, but have you? I was watching Sky Sports Football put up a tweet recently when obviously he got announced as a Villa manager, and it was like Steven Gerrard's best Premier League goals. Mm. Just every goal he scores is just a worldie.
Well, he did score some non-worldies, but only worldies.
It was either worldies or 90th minute winners.
Okay.
He's basically Ronaldo at centre mid.
Yeah.
So Stevie G.
See?
Stevie G for me, first on the team sheet. Do you put Lampard in yours?
I'm putting Lampard in.
Yeah?
In terms of output, like, he's the highest scoring all-time Premier League midfielder. I know.
Isn't he like top five in terms of actual all-time goal scorers as well?
I'm pretty sure he's fourth.
He's up there, isn't he?
Let's have a look.
He's up there.
Yeah.
And he's a centre mid.
Yeah.
That's a joke.
He was on pens. I mean, so is Gerrard, but...
So I'm going Lampard, Gerrard, centre mid. You've got obviously the likes of Roy Keane.
Yeah.
Patrick Vieira.
That's who I'm going with.
You're going three centre mids?
No. I'm going Lampard and Vieira.
You're telling me that Steven Gerrard doesn't make your team?
Yep.
Are you fucking crazy? You're lying.
No, I'm being serious.
Steven Gerrard doesn't make your team.
He makes yours.
Steven Gerrard does not make your team.
I can't put in a guy that's never won the medal in...
What are you doing?
I can't do it. Great player, but you have to have a bit of both.
Mate, you've just said Steven Gerrard doesn't make the all-time Premier
League. If I was playing 11. Three in midfield, I probably would. But because I've got such a love for Patrick Vieira and the fact that he was probably, well, the most unplayable midfielder that you can imagine in terms of the Premier League.
He ran
era.
Through people.
Yeah. He basically did it on his own most of the time. I mean, could have done it. And Lampard for...
His goals output.
His output, his ability, his attacking positioning. Just like,
sound like a Chelsea fanboy.
I'm not a Chelsea fanboy. I appreciate just how...
Skulls?
Difficult it is to play that role.
No skulls?
How many people nowadays play like Lampard? It's very few.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. He was sort of like a box-to-box attacking midfielder.
Yeah. Late runs into the box. That's what attacking midfielders now base their game on.
The Lampard role.
Yeah, filling into the box at the last second to try and pop
so
up
just
with a goal.
So Skulls doesn't get him the shout?
He sucks toes, doesn't he?
The thing is with Skulls, yeah. It's just going to sound a bit weird, but I feel like people like think it's cool to say like, oh, Skulls is like the best midfielder of all time.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like they think they're actually being indie and like trendy by saying like Skulls.
I'm surprised you didn't, mate. The rest of your 11's Man United.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But do you know what I'm trying to say? Like,
I know exactly what you're like, don't hipster. Get me wrong. It's hipster to it's say hipster. Paul Skulls, when in reality, let's be honest, the actual ability rankings would probably go Gerrard, Lampard, / Scholes.
Yeah, if you had to compare those three, like, that's the order I put them in.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting you said that because Gerrard doesn't make your team.
But I can't, that's what I'm saying. In terms of ability, I would rank him first. But I can't give an all-time Premier 11 player that hasn't won the league.
That's fair enough.
Position in my team.
That's fair enough.
No, there's hardcore real estate being taken up by real winners.
Serial winners. Yeah. He did win Champions League.
Champions League all-time 11, I'll put him in there. He works.
You bastard. Okay, so you're going Vieira and Gerrard. I'm going Cesc Fabregas.
Are you actually?
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm going...
That's a good shout, though. I quite like
he
that.
He just is very good. Yeah, yeah. He was unbelievable. And he did it. And not only that, he did it when he was 16. He started when he was 16.
These are all players that are full well deserving to be in this.
Because I think Fabregas genuinely just does deserve a shout. Yeah. And that's not me being biased.
Yeah.
He had a fantastic goal record. He was. I'm pretty sure he was Arsenal's, like... one of his top goal scorers in the season. Like, not number one, but it was up there. He did it for Arsenal. He did it for Chelsea. He started when he was 16.
Do you want to have a guess how many goals Frank Lampard scored in the Premier League?
182.
It was close. 177.
God, I just do know ball, don't I?
And 102 assists.
Yeah, that's an absolute joke. What about Stevie G?
Okay.
This is going to make me feel really sad,
isn't it? I don't
know
if off the top of my head, but...
Stevie G goals, Premier League.
I know what to... Thank you.
Does Roy Keane make it?
57 short, he only got 120.
I mean, we'll take that. We'll take only 120.
And 92 assists.
He's got more goals than Peter Crouch in the Premier League.
Well, yeah.
So for me, Steven Gerrard makes my team, no questions asked. And I'm not trying to
bash Gerrard, by the way. He just doesn't make my
That's fair
all-time
enough. That's
11.
Enough. And also, as an Arsenal fan, people might be a bit shocked that I'm not putting Vieira in.
Yeah, I thought he would be like
no.
Top
for me,
few.
I know people have said, "Oh, you can't play them together and whatnot." But I would go.
That's definitely not annoying.
Yeah, I would go. I want Lampard and Gerrard in my all-time 11.
Okay,
so I'm going those two. Left midfield.
Oh, so you have just copied Lampard after ribbing me for? Oh,
no, I never
said for not putting Gerrard in.
Yeah.
So you're basically saying that because I didn't pick Gerrard over Vieira, I'm a terrible human, but we're actually both Arsenal fans and you
exactly that.
Pick Patrick Vieira.
Yes,
anyway.
Exactly
right,
that.
Cool.
So I'm going Lampard and Gerrard. I'm also going to go with Ryan Giggs.
Okay.
And that's not building a Man United team here, I promise.
Yeah, but why?
He's won 13 Premier League medals. He was playing when he was 40 years old.
If I didn't say that, would you have known that?
I was putting Ryan Giggs straight in.
Okay.
He's playing when he was 40. He managed to change his game and still start for United. He changed up his game. Obviously, when he got older, he's lost his pace, so he had to adapt his game to be playing football at the highest level.
Lampard's fifth, by the way.
All-time goal scorer. That's his joke. To be playing football at the standard Giggs was playing at age 40 is berserk. Bear in mind, we're looking at Ronaldo. Look how much we're saying, oh, Ronaldo, top of his game for United at age 36 or 37. Is he 37?
36.
He's still got another 4 years to match Giggsy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's... For me, I think that's to have the longevity that Ryan Giggs had. You obviously take away his personal life and whatnot. But in terms of his playing ability, unbelievable. And then you look at these early days, he was one of the best dribblers on the ball. He was one of the best dribblers by far, wasn't he? Like the goal he scored against Arsenal, when he just dribbled through and took his shirt off and the hairy chest was obscene.
So you're putting Ryan Giggs because he's got a hairy chest?
Yes, exactly.
All right, cool.
Who are you going left side?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, that's a good shout, that one. Yeah, of course. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
I don't think anything needs to be spoken about that, really.
No, Ronaldo's going on my right side.
He's not a right winger.
Yeah, but I'm fitting them in. I can.
No, you can't just...
Mate, I'm putting Ronaldo... I'm sorry. All right, I'll put him up front then.
All right. Well,
no,
that
I'm
takes
not putting him up front.
That takes one of your
I'll put him on the right. I can play anyone where I want to play them.
Yeah, early Premier League Ronaldo is probably one of the best footballers I've ever seen.
Yes.
Like, in terms of just like... entertainment value.
So much fun to watch.
Yeah.
And not
just
that,
so good as well. Like the goals he scored, the sheer confidence in his ability as well. Like to know that what he was about to produce, he's the only person that sees that happen. Everyone else goes, what's he going to do here? But he already knows.
Would you not agree as well? The knuckleball, people were probably doing it before Cristiano.
Yeah.
But he turned the knuckleball into a mainstream thing to do.
Yeah.
Not like... He sort of like reinvented the knuckleball.
Yeah. I know what you're putting down.
He designed his own free kick.
Yeah.
Think how many kids or whoever now stand behind a free kick like this with their arms out. Go see.
before they kick it.
They go, shee. They give themselves a little shee confidence. And do that. Like he paved the way for future generations.
That's what I would say, yeah.
So
he definitely revolutionized football. Playing style of how wingers in the Premier League were.
Especially in that era, like I feel like him and Gerrard, like both of them just scored only amazing goals. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. They only scored worldies.
Yeah.
So I'm actually one player ahead of you. I've gone Giggs and Ronaldo on the wings.
Oh, so you've put Ronaldo in anyway?
Yep.
It's another player that you just got taken from my 11.
Obvious. How could you say that? It's Ronaldo.
Well, you know. Well,
so who's your other winger? I've gone Ronaldo and Giggsy. Who's your other winger then?
You ready, boys?
Oh, don't say Giggs.
Oh, no. Why would I do it?
Oh, Salah.
It's going to be Salah.
Yeah. Salah, that's fair enough.
Yeah, Mohamed Salah.
Yeah, I mean, I can't argue.
I'm trying to pick from past and present.
Yeah. So. You've left it. So Salah over Giggs. I mean, yeah, that's a worthy shout.
I said this before, but I'm trying to combine ability and legacy.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
And I think we're in the golden era of witnessing one of the greatest ever Premier League players.
Or one of the greatest ever players.
Potentially, yeah. But when we look back, I think in terms of Premier League contribution, he will be viewed as, you know, like, for the short time he's been here anyway, so he'll be viewed as highly as, you know, like...
Henry.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Shearer.
Yeah.
Did you see the latest Egyptian match? No. I can't remember who they played, but they had, like, this is the level he is now. He's Ronaldo level.
Yeah. No, like, you expect nothing less than a goal or an assist from
happened in the game.
No, no, I'm just saying generally, like to be a professional, well, to be a footballer and for people to watch you and full well expect you to come up with a goal contribution every game is ridiculous.
Yeah, he's captained every game.
Yeah, that's
on FPL.
Yeah. But I'm not talking about that. Yeah. I'm just talking about when you watch him, if he doesn't get a goal or an assist in the game, oh, you go, he's had a bad game.
Mate, they had in Egypt game, they had four people around the pitch. All four of them went up to Salah to try and meet him.
Yeah.
All four of them in one game. That's obscene.
What do you mean all four of what? So streakers?
They had pitch invasions.
Oh, okay.
Four people came on to meet Salah
in
one game.
Yeah.
I know it's a bit outrageous that I put Giggs over Salah, but who says Salah can't play up front? You can't
just keep changing formation.
Hang on, I'm changing the formation. I've gone Salah on the right, Giggs on the left, Ronaldo up front with Thierry Henry.
Okay.
Because I was debating in my head, do I put Bergkamp in or not?
Do I just even carry on suggesting mine, or are you just going to keep copying what I say?
No, I'm not copying.
You didn't even consider...
You can't say that I copied Ronaldo.
You did.
He's going in my team. It's just because you said him first.
No, but I actually picked a relevant Ronaldo, left-wing Ronaldo. You've picked, like, striker Ronaldo.
I've just picked Ronaldo in general.
Been at Man United for, like... 8 games. But
Ronaldo in general, Ronaldo.
Right. But Prem Ronaldo is left wing Ronaldo. But, you know, it's fine.
Whatever, man. Okay, fine. I won't copy you. I'll put Dennis Bergkamp and Thierry Henry up front.
That's good. That's a great shout.
Okay. Because Dennis Bergkamp...
So who's removed? Salah?
Salah's removed.
Okay.
Which I know is a bit annoying because he would actually make the team. But this guy's obviously saying I'm copying him. I'm allowed to copy him.
No, but we're trying to differentiate. Otherwise, you just
pick
the same
Bergkamp, people. I'm going Bergkamp, Henry. Dennis Bergkamp. Remember that goal?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's technically one of the best footballers to ever grace the Prem in terms of technical ability. It's like Berbatov.
Mm.
Like the goal he scored against Newcastle, I have tried to replicate so many times and I can't do it.
Yeah.
Like no one could replicate that.
I don't even think he knew what he was doing. It was like an instant reaction.
It was one of them.
No, but what I mean is he was in such flow state.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was going to say, yeah.
That he's almost like not predicting, he's not thinking about, oh, I'm going to do this. He's seen the ball come at that perfect moment and he's like, right, this is the best possible outcome that I can get away with and flicked it around him.
Something just, like happened within his body
It just took over.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
Flow state took over.
Yeah.
And just...
Because I don't think he was full well prepared to take that kind of touch. The ball came to him and that was the perfect
dealt with
opportunity.
It.
That, yeah, yeah.
And then he spun around and the ball's just there. It's just worked. And then the composure to finish it as well.
It's a good finish.
I'd say that is one of the top three all-time best goals ever in the Prem.
Really?
Yeah. Because you'll never see that ever again.
Right.
Like, you'll see a long-range screamer again. you'll see a free kick again. You will never see a goal like that ever again, ever in your life.
Right.
That's a big statement, but it's true. So I'm going Bergkamp and Thierry Henry. Thierry Henry, pretty obvious, I think.
Yeah.
People say, like, why not Shearer? Because I prefer Thierry Henry.
Okay.
Like, the way he would burn defenders, his range of goals he scored, he's just exceptional.
Like, I'm also going to get Thierry Henry, but...
Yeah. Oh, you copy me.
Well, I mean, he's my favourite all-time footballer.
He's my hero. So I'm going Henry and Bergkamp. Who are you going with?
I'm
going
to go Shearer.
You are going to go Shearer?
Yeah. I think if he doesn't get mentioned in either two Premier League all-time 11s, and he doesn't have his name put forward in one of them.
Yes, true. He is the all-time Premier League goal scorer as well.
260 goals, mate. Like,
it's a joke.
It might take a while for him to be beaten there.
The only person I think is capable of beating him is Kane if he stays in the Prem at like a City or someone like that.
Well, he's 93 goals off, isn't he?
That's so bizarre, isn't it, like how far away he is. And he is, how old is he? 27? He's got time.
He is 28? No, 27?
But he needs to stay prolific for like another 4 years.
That's what I mean. So if we do the
30 maths, goals a season
for
3 years.
He's basically got to get 20 goals a season for another 5 years.
Yeah.
So by the time he hits like 33.
It's quite a lot.
That is hard. That just shows you the sheer amount of goals.
How many goals is Salah on?
I'll have a look now. It's over 100.
I don't think he'll make it though. Do you not? He could leave Liverpool in a couple of years. For all we know, he could go to like a Real Madrid or Barcelona.
That might be possible. He's at 107.
Yeah, he's so no chance. He's got 190 goals to get.
Who?
190.
No, Shearer's got 260.
160 goals to get. 153 goals
to get. Yeah, he's got 153 to get, yeah.
That's quite a lot, actually.
It is a long way off.
So you're going Shearer,
but that's because Salah joined the league so late. The rate at which he's scoring is way quicker than Shearer's was.
Okay, so our all-time 11s. Let us know yours in the comments down below. Mine is as follows. Petr Cech, Gary Neville, Rio Ferdinand, Vidic. Well,
the reason, like, Henry and Shearer are my top two. Yes, so they might not be the best two in terms of output, but in terms of all-time 11.
Well, they are the best two in terms of output as well.
No, Henry's like sixth, I think.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure? I think he's second.
Alan Shearer, 260. Wayne Rooney, 208. Oh. Andrew Cole,
187. Wait, how have we not even... Sorry,
Sergio Aguero, 184. Henry's sixth. Yeah, he's sixth.
Behind Lampard. How have we not put Wayne Rooney into the mix, actually?
I was thinking about criminally it, but then I underrated. Thought you were going to do it because you're picking an all-time Man United 11.
Oh, brilliant. He is criminally underrated, by the way, Wayne Rooney.
I think it's one of those that Rooney's peak, or, you know, like his ceiling, wasn't as high as other people's, but he was at his ceiling for so long.
He's also second on England's all-time top goal scorer.
Yeah, no, but that's not what we're debating.
I know, but in terms of like Rooney's, like people were like, I feel like people disrespect Rooney somehow.
Yeah.
Like
I thought you'd put him in, mate. You run a series around.
Yeah, I could have gone Rooney and Henry.
Yeah, you could.
But there's something about Bergkamp that is just like class written all over him. Yeah. And like,
but you've picked on sentimentality. Like,
yeah, I did. Really. That's the only one I picked on sentimentality.
Yeah.
Which, to be fair, is unlike me. But anyways, I was going Cech, Rio, Vidic, Gary Neville, Ashley Cole, Ryan Giggs, Steven Gerrard, Lampard, Ronaldo, Henry, Bergkamp.
Yep.
Yours?
Cech, Ashley Cole, JT, Van Dijk, Trent. Ronaldo, Lampard, Trent in there is pretty outrageous, isn't it, really? But, I mean, who's better in terms of ability?
Well, the people decide.
Yeah, it's true. Cristiano Ronaldo, CR7, old CR7. Not old, but, like, the old, you know what I'm trying to say. Lampard, Vieira, Salah, Henry, Shearer.
Fair enough, lads. Leave yours in the comments down below. But moving on, mate. Speaking of Ronaldo...
Yep.
He's just come out and said, he put on Instagram, said a lot of love on this post. He said, this will be my last ever international tournament with Portugal.
World Cup.
If they make it.
Right.
Because they lost to Serbia on like the 90th minute.
So how many points do they need to qualify?
They have to go through the playoffs.
Really?
They have to go through playoffs, which is going to be tough. I don't know who...
Unlike us.
Who will qualify if we get a draw against San Marino?
Tonight, yeah.
Oh.
1 point.
Imagine we lose to San Marino.
That's a tough beat.
But mate, this is the thing I was going to say. We are now in the era of the retirement era.
Ronaldo, for our idols growing
I think
up,
I yeah. think if I want to see Ronaldo at the World Cup, I want Portugal to qualify through the playoffs. Like, you could see it on his face how devastated he was, because he knows this is his like last dance. It's his last dance in terms of
international.
Playing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think it'll be for football, having Ronaldo and Portugal at the World Cup, it'll be
but
a good send-off.
But never say never, because obviously Zlatan retired and then now he's back.
I know, but how long can Ronaldo carry that Portugal
team?
Yeah,
but what you've got to realise...
They are a new generation coming through, to be fair.
It is true. But what you've also got to realise is if stuff goes ahead and there's like World Cups every 2 years... Would he be like, oh, you know what, I fancy this one this time?
Yeah, I don't agree with 38. That. I don't agree with that World Cup every two years.
But we don't know if it's going to happen.
I don't think it will happen. I personally don't think it will happen.
Okay.
I think it will take away how special the World Cup is. Mm-hmm. Like, imagine you had a World Cup every year. It's just, it's not the same. It's every.
No,
four
I know. Yeah, it's the rarest.
And also, when would
it.
You have the Euros? Because it's every 2 years, isn't it? Euro, World Cup, Euro, World Cup. So having a World Cup every 2 years, like, when do you fit the Euros in? Every three? How does that work out?
Well, it'd be the other years, wouldn't it?
It's just too confusing, buddy. It's just too confusing. I don't know how it'd work. Arsene Wenger's lost the plot with this one. Because he's the one pushing for it, isn't he?
Kind of, but also... Yeah, well, yeah, he is.
Because a lot of stuff he comes out with is good, but this, I don't agree with it. But yeah, Ronaldo...
It's because he wants people to view more football. He's an advocate of football as a sport, right? Mm. And if he's trying to push the biggest international tournament to everyone more regularly, then... There's obviously going to be more eyes on football.
I think there's already enough football. I mean, look at the likes of bloody like Pedri. The poor kid's almost died. Like, he's playing so much football. Like, but it's true. It's true. He's going to be burnt out by the time he's 20.
Yeah.
Like, and that's another thing. Spain rebuilding. Their new generation is coming through. I feel like ever since they did like the double of the Euros. Was it a triple? Was it World Cup Euros World Cup? Or was it just World Cup Euros they won? Was it three in a row or two in a row?
Two in a row, wasn't it? Yeah.
I don't know, but they're
talking about Iniesta.
Yeah, the dream team, the God squad, the Spanish God squad. They sort of went through, like, the last 10 years, they sort of went through, like, their team wasn't really, like, it's sort of just like, what is this Spain team? You're not really sure.
Yeah.
Whereas now they've got these new youngsters coming through, you know, Gavi, Pedri.
Anymore?
Yeah, so I know so many more of the Spanish team. But it's true, like, they've just qualified for the World Cup.
I feel like... In football, you always get waves of youth and then experience. And certainly, like in England now, it's the average age is a lot lower than
the new wave are coming through.
That's what I mean. Yeah. So I mean, in Spain, they're even younger than the England squad, and they're still just
The England squad is the under 17 World Cup winners coming through now.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is. Like Arsenal's average age.
Certainly now that ESR's playing as well.
Exactly. He's now in the team.
Yeah.
Arsenal's average age is the youngest in the entire Prem.
Yeah.
In terms of starting lineups.
What's that got to do with?
I don't know, I just like the fact that Arsenal are doing that. Right. Yeah, it's quite cool. And most of them are English as well. Like, it's quite exciting to see all these youngsters playing.
Yeah.
And also, speaking of Spain, Barcelona, Xavi taking control.
They are in Spain.
Xavi taking control. I watched a TikTok the other day of comparing Koeman to Xavi in terms of training.
Mm.
And it was just showing Koeman.
People often question, like, how do you get your ball information?
TikTok.
Okay.
TikTok. Yeah. Mate, it showed Koeman just standing on the side, just like, not really, just he's just standing there.
Yeah.
And it said all the players are like, in their comfort zone, he's not pushing them. And you could sort of see that in terms of their performances and results. Whereas as soon as Xavi came, he was involved, he's taking part in training session, he's getting involved, he's pushing the players to their limits again. And I think the Xavi will be there for a very long time.
Well, he's a legend of the club as well, so anyone that plays...
Respected there as well. But Koeman's also...
That's true. But I mean, certainly for the people that are growing up...
Recent
and,
times.
You know, like the Pedris and the Gavis that you mentioned, their game would be heavily influenced by the Xavi and Iniesta era. 100%. Because that's all they would have watched
as Barcelona
players.
Pep Guardiola.
Yeah.
But I think Xavi will transform that club and bring them back to their glory days. And he'll do it,
They're quite a way off in La Liga at the moment.
They are. They're like ninth or something, aren't they? But he'll do it because obviously he's now restricted in terms of budget as well. He'll do it with the youth academy and he'll build upwards.
Yeah.
Just like when he was playing, like Xavi Iniesta came through the youth academy. Yeah. The likes of like Pedro as well. There were so many players coming through. They built the team. They sprinkled the superstars in with the youngsters. Yeah. I think they're going to do exactly the same.
Yeah.
And also, if you've seen... poor Aguero might retire.
Yeah. That's sad.
What a signing that was for Barcelona.
That's another name that I was going to mention in the all time.
Yeah, he deserves
time.
It, doesn't he?
Yeah.
But
it's tough though. If you're only playing 4-4-2 in an all-time Prem 11,
two strikers, it's hard.
Yeah. I mean, he would. In terms of like the amount that I would have watched, Aguero is probably the most watched player that I'd have seen out of the ones we did mention.
Yep.
Because Shearer was like when they were first starting out, a little bit before my time. I would have been zero when the Prem started.
It's so peak for Aguero though. Like, You sign for Barcelona to play with your best mate, Lionel Messi.
Messi goes leaves, off to France.
And then you find out you've got like a heart condition or whatever.
Yeah.
And you might have to retire early. Like, he should go down as one of the great strikers of all time, I think, Sergio Aguero.
Yeah.
And he just never really got to do it for Barcelona. But they still have superstars within that team. You know, Frankie de Jong, Depay. And speaking of which, Dani Alves.
He's back as well,
right? He's back. And not only is he back for Barca, he's back for a euro a week.
What a boy.
What a hero.
That's is that because you have to have money on the books?
He has to be paid, yeah. He has to be a professional footballer.
Otherwise, he's literally doing it for free, right?
Yeah, literally. I think I don't even know if he'd be allowed to do that.
52 euros a year.
Yeah, how mad is that? But that just
that's like some kind of crazy Football Manager transfer that you just wouldn't even
make that. Think do you not think how sick that is?
Just
like,
get Dani Alves back. But it's not just Dani Alves. Euros
like,
a year.
Xavi just called him up and being like, can you help me?
Yeah.
Can you come back and help me? Because I guarantee you, he'll come back, he'll play, but he'll be coaching the youngsters as well.
Yeah.
Just having someone.
Oh, it's 100% like a dressing room.
100%. Having the experience of Dani Alves in that club, in that dressing room, what I think will help them. Like, who's the right back for Barcelona at the moment? Dest?
Not at the moment. Well, he didn't play last
season. Sergi Roberto?
It's like Minnesota or
well,
something.
Whoever it is, like, having Dani Alves with you, pushing you, will be. Just in terms of everywhere, actually. Like, I wonder where he'll play. Will he play right back? Will he play centre mid?
Dani Alves?
Yeah.
Be like rotation, wouldn't he?
Rotation?
I don't think he... What, you
think I think he's good. Mate, you know he's still playing for Brazil? Like, he's still playing for the first team in Brazil.
Yeah, he's but I mean, he's one of those players that, like... Those sort of Brazilian footballers, that they never lose it.
No.
Like, no matter how old they get.
But what I'm saying is, no matter how old he is, he's still playing, he's able to play international football at his age, which means he'll be able to play for Barcelona at his age. He should be able to start. He's not, like, unfit or anything like that. And for a euro a week, it shows as well that Dani Alves,
cares.
I mean, as you would be at that age, I guess, you'd care less about the money.
Mingueza is the name I was trying to pronounce.
Oh, the right back.
Yeah.
You care less about the money and more about the club and who you're playing for. He definitely wants to be a part of Xavi's future. And
that's cute,
help
Barca.
Nice. Yeah, it is. Help Barca. Have you seen as well they're like the photo of like we're getting the band back together?
No.
And it's the photo of like Barcelona from like 10 years ago.
Oh, what
and showing all of them that had left now they're slowly coming back. Like Busquets is there, Xavi's there, now Dani Alves is there, Piqué's there.
That's testament to how good Busquets is.
I wonder if you'll see anyone else go back.
Just chilling in
Busquets just never
chilling
left.
Chilling at CDM for this entire time. He's played throughout the glory era,
Champions
been
League,
through the
shite.
Now he's going to be
World Cup.
Yeah, now he's going to be back to hopefully for the rebuild as well. He's going to be playing when he's like 55.
Mate, how old is Busquets?
Nearly 40, surely.
Surely not. He looks so young.
Yeah, I know.
How old is Busquets, Jamie? Sergio, I reckon
unbelievable football.
I'm going to guess he's probably still only like 35. 33. So he's not even that old.
Blimey. Yeah. But the point still stands. He'll still be playing when he's like 55.
Yeah. What other players can you see returning? Iniesta's still playing, by the way, in Japan.
He is still playing.
He is still playing. Imagine.
What? They'll just stop.
You're out there, Iniesta. Can you come back and play for a euro a week? That's Xavi the Irish. Imagine he brings it.
Xavi the leprechaun.
Why would he not bring Iniesta back as well for a bit?
Just for bants.
Just for bringing back for bants. Put him on a euro a week. Help me coach. Get the band back together.
There's nothing that the Barcelona board could do at that point. Like, we have the power now. Iniesta just walking out as like Avengers from 40 years.
Could you see in 2 years' time?
Messi's
done his stint at PSG. You know, he's done it in a Farmers League. He's not going to show off in the Prem because he can't. So will he go back to La Liga and help out Barcelona in a couple of years? Could he retire at Barcelona?
Messi?
Yeah. Certainly possible. He could retire at Barcelona.
Yeah.
I think he will.
You think he'll go back and
he'll
be...
He'll win the league. He'll go back, win the league.
Win a Champions League.
Win a Champions League.
And hold it up. And underneath on his t-shirt it says, I'm done now. As he's
just
holding
a mic,
up the trophy.
Just a photo of a mic drop.
Yeah.
He just drops the mic and he's like, see? Can you imagine? Messi, as he retires, he drops it and goes, see?
No,
Ronaldo's there like, that's my brother. That's my brother. I didn't sort out Ballon d'Or tickets, by the way. I'm so sorry. I know I was meant to try and do that.
What just happened?
What?
You thought about something different.
Yeah,
there.
I thought about it. Yeah.
Okay.
I thought about it. So from obviously Xavi and Barcelona to Norwich and Dean Smith.
That's not a segue. You could have done that so much better. You could have been like, so Xavi is trying to rebuild Barcelona from the ground up. Another team that's struggling need a bit of a rebuild, or at least certainly their results need to take a turn. Norwich City, back in the Premier League. Oh, who's been appointed? Dean Smith, the new manager. That would have been better.
It's peak for Dean Smith, you know. He's gone from struggling Villa to even more struggling Norwich.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a bad appointment because I think Dean Smith's very good in the Championship as well. So if they do go down,
he'll be able to rebuild.
He'll still be there to get them back up.
It's the classic Norwich, isn't it? Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down.
Yo-yo squad.
They are the yo-yo squad. And they are definitely going down.
There's quite a few yo-yo teams, really, isn't there?
West Brom.
Fulham.
I feel like as well, Norwich, though, if they do go down, they will struggle because I think they actually do have a couple talented players that could do it in the Prem.
What do you mean they'll struggle?
They'll struggle to keep hold of those certain players.
Surely that's the opposite. No, they've got talented Premier League players when they'll struggle to keep hold of them, I think. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what do you think of Dean Smith at Norwich then?
I don't think it's a bad appointment. I think Dean Smith certainly has the guile and understanding of what it takes to get results in the Premier League.
Yep.
I just feel like after Villa lost Grealish, they didn't really have that same kind of output.
Buendia never really sort of, he's not really got it going, has he?
Yeah, I think they, didn't he have an injury for
did he have an injury?
Like,
where
well?
Is Buendia?
Yeah, I don't know. He suffered with quite a few injuries, actually. Danny Ings had a bit of an injury. International break screwed their Emi Martinez for like 2 weeks as well. Just basically a sequence of unfortunate events. But with the squad at Norwich, I think, I don't want to go out on a limb, but he might have enough to.
Do you
stay
you
up.
Actually genuinely believe that Norwich have a chance of staying
it's
up?
It's a lot closer than it seems. Yeah,
I think they have no hope in hell.
All right.
I think he's just joined a losing battle.
Okay.
And I think they may have appointed him knowing full well that they're going down.
But that's
and
what
he
I'm saying.
Could be the man
if,
that
if,
could get
yeah,
him back
if,
up.
If it came to that, he's a good enough manager to get them back up when they need to.
He's got experience
win
of promotion and challenging for the Championship. Yeah. So I think, in general, it's a good appointment. I'm a bit gutted to not see Lampard versus Gerrard.
I don't think he'd have been a good...
He would. I agree. I don't think he would have been a good appointment at all, but it would just be nice to see Lampard and Gerrard.
You can see them anyway when you just Google their photos. Well,
how do you think Gerrard's going to do at Villa then?
Underwhelmingly.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
You think he's going to do shit?
I don't think he's going to do shit. I think people have got too much of an expectation given what he did at Rangers.
I think,
but it's a different kettle of fish. The Premier League is not the Scottish Premiership.
But also, I feel like Villa's squad are very good. They're just underperforming.
They are very good.
And if anyone's going to turn around a team that's underperforming, it's going to be Stevie G.
Why do you say that?
Because if you're not pulling your weight in that team right now, and there'll definitely be a few players that sort of got comfortable, complacent, not pulling their weight, and a manager, a player like Steven Gerrard, who every single player would respect and want to do well for. If Steven Gerrard tells you, like, what are you doing, sort it out, you're gonna listen to
but
him.
That's
you're gonna want
that's
to perform
because,
for
because,
him.
That's because you idolise him.
But I think everyone does. It's Steven Gerrard. His name carries weight around the dressing room.
I don't know.
I think it does. I really do. I think.
Yeah, but is he a good enough manager to solve their problems? He's a role model, and he's like a impressive figure, and he's probably a pretty good coach.
He'll be a very good coach.
In the Premier League management, I don't know.
Well, only time will tell, but I've
seen it with Ollie as well. Like, tactically, he ain't got any
shite.
Yeah.
I do, yeah, but I think he's going to do a good job.
All right.
Patrick Vieira's doing a good job at Palace.
He is doing a very good job.
I feel like Gerrard can do a good job at Villa.
Yeah.
I would back Gerrard to turn that team around.
I don't think he'll do a bad job. I just think
underwhelming.
Yeah, people have too much expectation compared to what they've seen.
I think they'll finish mid-table, Villa. I think they'll finish mid-table. Yeah. I think that's good. That's a worthy shout.
I think 13th.
13th?
When they look back on this at the end of May and Villa are sat in 13th, I'm going to look like a fucking legend.
You're going to have a TikTok going up about you.
I am. I'm going to have to wait 8 months for it, but it's going to be worth the wait.
Something we haven't done in a couple of weeks, by the way, our viewer stories.
Yeah, we've just been so caught up with everybody else's stories that we haven't really.
And I've got a few. I'll start off a few shorter ones, a few shorter stories. I actually have a couple I've remembered
personal ones.
Yeah. So this guy called Luke. Some of these I don't actually know if they're true. They're just a short, and then I've got a long one which we've been waiting for a long time to talk about. But Luke met John Terry in a Tesco Express.
Hey!
He bought their shopping for them. So JT offered to pay for their shopping.
What a lovely bloke.
Quite nice. And then his mate gave him his mum's number.
I figured that was the...
Yeah.
That was the stipulation.
I actually do believe that. a deal.
I actually genuinely believe that, because if that wasn't going to be the ending, that would have been the joke that I was making anyway. So
there you go. I think it's true. Yeah. A deal was stacking shelves in Tesco's, and Paul Scholes came up to him and said, "Where's the Prosecco?" Because Paul Scholes just got
next to the nail clippers.
In Manchester, Scholes, he's just a normal geezer.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't, I feel like, he's
just a bit too normal.
Yeah, a bit questionable recently. Yeah, yeah. But like, he'll just go Pizza Express with his family. I was like, I think he's such
with his daughter?
No, his family.
Oh, whole family.
No one mentioned his daughter.
Oh, sorry. Well, that's part of his family.
We know Kim Football?
I do know Kim Football, yeah.
He met
Rio. We're only joking, Paul. Like, if he ever comes across this, any joke.
You know, Paul, we do love you.
Yeah, we do love you. You might have made an all-time 11, but it was tough.
In fact, he actually does make my all-time 11. Kim Football met Rio Ferdinand at London Bridge Tube Station. And this is quite weird. He also said, "Didn't know footballers use the tube."
Yes.
I was like, they are human beings.
Yeah, yeah.
But I suppose it would be a bit interesting, wouldn't it? Just bumping into, like, Thierry Henry on the tube, like Francis did, the train guy.
I think that was arranged.
It was arranged, yeah. But like, imagine just being... It's true, though. Like, you'd be like, as a footballer, you thought, why would you get the tube? Get a Mercedes.
But sometimes... It's quicker. Yeah, in London, it's way quicker certain places to other places.
But to be fair to Rio, like, I'd say it's quite brave going on the tube in London. A United player... Going on a tube in London.
He's like a
pundit now, I guess.
Yeah, he's like a national icon in terms of, you know, viewing football.
And also he can handle himself.
Yeah.
Like, not just handle
himself. He probably loves it.
Yeah, he does.
He seems like the kind of guy that would just happily go on the tube because it, you know, gives him a little...
I remember heading to the Cricket World Cup once and Michael Vaughan was sitting next to me on the tube.
Awful person.
Yeah, I know now. But at the time, I was like, that's the old England Cricket World Cup.
He was my favourite England captain as well.
Yeah. And he fucked it.
Yeah, he's fucked it.
Here's another one. We might as well do it. Go on then. Bloody Lewis has been messaging us every week saying about this Lars Bender story he wants to tell us.
I think I read part of it. But
so I'm going to read you this Lars Bender story, bless him. All right. I have a brilliant story about how I went on a trip to the Grand Canyon with Lars Bender. The Grand Canyon. He went on holiday with him. So pretty much, me and my family were in Vegas, and we had a trip to the Grand Canyon for the day, and we had to get a flight. There's around 12 people on the flight, and I was waiting, and I saw a bloke I recognised. Obviously, I didn't know whether it was Lars or his twin brother, Sven.
Sven Bender,
because obviously
yeah.
they are twins, and it's probably quite hard to work out who's who. His name got read out, which confirmed it was Lars.
Yeah, he had his foot card in, he's just behind.
Just walks on with a badge saying, "I am Lars."
Yeah.
So we had our flight.
My name is Lars.
My name is Aloy. So we had our flight and we then arrived and got a bus to a viewing point of the Grand Canyon. He sat behind me and my mum with his girlfriend or wife. I'm not too sure which one. It was so...
Or his brother's girlfriend or wife.
Yeah, who knows? It was so weird how he was just on the group trip with us. That is quite weird, actually. Lunchtime came around and me and my dad went to talk to him. He was so nice and so surprised that anyone recognised him in the Grand Canyon. I suppose that's true, though. As a German footballer going to the Grand Canyon in America, you'd probably be like, that's probably why he went on the trip, because he was like, no one's going to know who I am.
But then he discovered that the EA headquarters is in, like, North America.
In Vancouver.
Yeah.
We spoke to him for ages, which is good. He obviously wanted to have a chat. He was probably quite shocked. And he was telling us how Joachim Lowe, you know, the German manager... Yeah. Didn't like him, and that's why he wasn't in the German squad.
Really?
Didn't like him or wasn't good enough. He also took the piss out of some people who had a huge camera with a huge lens and were taking pictures of some squirrels. Ha ha ha, look at that lens. The Grand Canyon was there and all
look
they
at those tiny squirrels compared to the big lens.
He's saying the Grand Canyon was there and all they cared about was the stupid squirrels. He was such a nice guy and so down to earth. We had a photo and enjoyed the rest of our trip and flew back to Vegas, where I gave him a thumbs up goodbye.
Lars!
And he sent a photo in as well of him with Lars. Him and Lars. I think that's quite cool.
Let's have a look.
Well, I've cut across it, but there's him and Lars.
Oh, what a boy.
Little does he know, he was pranking the whole time. It was Sven, yeah. Can you imagine?
Sven's gone home and been like, "Hey, Lars, guess what, man?
Guess what I did?"
Got him again!
Yeah, I got one. So... Me and Chris were filming with Arteta recently.
All right.
And that's coming out very...
Pick that one up.
Yeah, what can I say? It's coming out very, very soon. But before we started the shoot, I went to the loo. And it was so weird. I told Chris previously, it's like, last time I went to the loo in that building, David Luiz walked past me and was like, "All right," and tapped me on the shoulder. I was like, "Oh, really cool."
Yeah.
So I was like, that's
David
so
David Luiz walked past you again.
No, this
like,
time.
What are you doing
here? This time I came out of the loo, Arteta walks past me and goes, "You all right, mate?" and taps me on the shoulder. And it was in my head, I was like, he said that as if he knows me. like he says that as if he's my mate.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's a bit weird. Whatever. Thought nothing of it because we're about to film with him. Maybe he's done his research, whatever. I don't know. So we're about to film. Arteta comes over and says hello. And he's talking to me and Chris. And he just turns to me and goes, man, I'm expecting some big things from you today. I know you're really good at free kicks. I've seen you. And he said, you're on my TV more than Disney Channel. My kids are obsessed with you. Like, they watch you every day.
Really?
I'm like, in my head, I'm like, this is not happening. Like, yeah. Mikel Arteta knows who I am and knows I'm a baller and is watching.
Are you sure he's watching you if you were scoring goals?
Oh, ha, 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 ha. He said, I'm on the TV more than the Disney Channel. And
well, that was obviously
a joke. But like, no, but he says...
There's not enough hours in the day.
Yes, there is. FIFA, Rooney's Rampage. But
is that what they watch?
I don't know. Probably, I don't know. It's every day, bro. But anyways, it was funny because me and Chris were standing next to each other and Arteta's just looking directly at me.
Yeah.
And Chris is there like, what about me? You could see Chris.
Mikel, come on, man.
And he was telling me, he's like, yeah, my ego just took a fucking beating there.
Yeah.
It was quite, but he said it directly to me and I was in such shock and awe. I didn't know what the fuck to do.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is Mikel Arteta.
This story is just you bragging about yes. Arteta's kids knowing who you are.
Yeah, but it was funny because Chris was just standing next to me and was like, this little bastard, why is he saying it to me? But to be fair, mate, you'll see the video, I don't want to ruin the video. Arteta's a hit legend. Lovely guy.
He's a really nice MD
boy. By the way, when you talk about performing under pressure,
Chris did it.
Baller.
Really?
Baller alert for Chris MD. Yeah. Absolutely.
He wanted
baller.
The contract.
He did want the contract. Yeah. Like some of the stuff
he's realised he's so bad at FPL that he might as well try to get a Premier League contract.
Do you not have realised about Chris recently?
Go on.
In terms of like dead ball specialists, he's just quality.
Yeah.
Like in terms of knuckleball.
Well, have you realised that recently?
Because I filmed
the best video. YouTube footballer.
Yeah, I know, but like I've seen it. Yeah, but in part, like I don't know. It's
because you've only filmed with yourself for a majority, right?
I filmed with Chris a lot. But recently, I feel like he's stepped up a level. Mm. I feel like he's stepped up a level in terms of footballing ability.
Yeah.
Because he does it all the time. Practice makes perfect.
You did say this.
Another story I had. I came back from Japan once. And I was walking through Heathrow Airport. You know, like when you come out of Heathrow and there's people that can wait for people.
Yeah.
And like, to greetings.
Well, and also taxi drivers.
And taxi drivers, yeah. I was walking out and I go, that's Mustafi.
Really? Yeah. What, just in the greeting section?
In the greeting section. He's obviously waiting for his missus or whatever.
All right.
And he had his hood up and he did not want to be disturbed.
Yeah.
So I go, oh, Mustafi!
Did he have silver hair at that point?
No.
Oh, was this before the...
I go, oh, Mustafi.
Why are you talking in the...
I don't know.
Wait, so you went over to Mustafi in a German in a German accent and went, hello, Mustafi!
My name's Dio.
Yeah.
I don't know what because I was so unexpected, I got really nervous. Like, hi, I'm Theo. I play for #United. And he didn't know. I don't know why I said that, if I'm being honest. Mate, he could not fucking care. He did not want to see me. He did not want to say hello.
Yeah, not surprising.
And I go, can I take a selfie? I'm a big Arsenal fan. He goes, doesn't say a word, just nods.
Yeah.
And we take the selfie.
He seems like a cool guy.
The selfie, doesn't smile. He just stares at the camera like this. Like he wants to kill me. So he was obviously just waiting for his missus, whatever, to be picked up and didn't want anyone to notice him.
Yeah.
Obviously I did because it's Mustafi and he was playing for Arsenal at the time. He hated me absolutely and I felt so embarrassed afterwards. I was like, why have I done that? I should have just played it cool and just waved to him, give him a thumbs up, and I regret that photo.
Yeah,
big time. It was a bad photo.
Never
posted it or anything. Yeah.
Have you got it in your phone?
Yeah.
Can I have a look?
Yeah, give me 2 seconds, I'll find
all
it.
Alright.
No, I've just cut this
out. It's under favourites and it's his first ever favourite. Oh, that's good. It was after your Japan.
I found it.
He's literally gone full incognito there, isn't he? He didn't want to be.
He's like, I do not want to be
at all.
Here.
Yeah.
I will put that up on screen as well, but yeah. Yeah, that was me and Mustafi. We do have more, but I'll probably save some more for now.
Yeah, we'll save some.
Do you not have any stories when you bumped into anyone?
No.
We've got so many of these that are just lies.
We've also... a lot of our stories, we're not like...
Some of them we can't say, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, obviously, we've done Prem predictions with Thogden.
Yeah.
But I thought what we quickly touch on before we do end is some FPL tips. What's your thinking for this coming up weekend?
My thinking?
Yeah, what's your plan to do?
Well, if the boys watch this and they copy me? Will's already appeared in one of my Twitch streams when I was... when I was talking about FPL.
It doesn't matter.
Interesting.
You don't need... Don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it.
So, hand on heart.
Yep. Honest, what are you doing? Well, yeah, I'll tell you exactly what I'm doing. Cause I don't care.
I'm getting rid of Mikel Antonio.
Interesting.
And I'm getting rid of Antonio Rudiger. So two Antonios.
Both Antonios, and who are you bringing in?
Getting rid of the Antonios.
Who are you bringing in?
I'm bringing in Trent Alexander-Arnold, the greatest Premier League right back.
You don't have Trent.
No, that's that's a big fail.
But he's against Arsenal.
Yeah, but I mean, it's for the rest of the season. It's just fair enough. Yep. Like, even if he gets 2 points against Arsenal, I don't care because everyone else gets 2 points against Arsenal for Trent.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah,
I've got to put him in to block me.
Because you're one point ahead of me right now, aren't you?
Yeah, no, but I'm not even in terms of that. But like, think about all the other people in the world that all have Trent.
Yeah, it's bad. Mad you don't
like,
have
oh,
Trent.
Oh yeah, 10 points. Oh, 12 points. And I'm just like, why have I not got it?
Yeah,
so now I've drawn the line. He was the essential pick for me this week.
Okay.
And to facilitate him, I'm going Odson Edouard of Crystal Palace.
Big shout! So you're gonna have two Palace players. You're gonna have Gallagher and Edouard.
Yeah.
Interesting. Who are they playing?
I don't know, but their run's amazing, and I think for a good few weeks they're going to be very good under Patrick.
Yeah. Well, speaking of teams with good runs, Spurs have a very good run.
Yeah.
So for that reason, I'm going to get rid of Vardy. Bought him in, and he's done nothing.
Yeah.
Getting rid of Vardy, and then I'm also going to get rid of Azpilicueta because he's done nothing since I bought him in.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bring in Kane, and I'm thinking potentially Reguilon or another Spurs defender.
Reguilon is good because the way that Conte plays, he'll probably get quite a lot of involvement.
Yeah, not to say attacking returns.
Yeah, not to say that he will necessarily get attacking returns, but he'll certainly be involved in the game.
The only issue about Reguilon and Kane is currently I'm priced out by 0.1.
You can't do it then, unless you get rid of.
Are there not going to be any more price rises, do you reckon?
No, not for those two.
Cock. So in that case, it might...
I don't even think they're close to rising.
It might have to be a case of getting rid of Rudiger over Aspi. I don't know who's more or less.
Aspi's more expensive.
Aspi's 5.9. Rudy, it's either... I don't want to get rid of Cancelo.
Yes, you can't.
I can't.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going to have to make
But you're jumping on the Kane train then?
I'm jumping on the Kane train.
I jumped on it 3 weeks ago when you jumped on the Vardy train. And since then, I've got 2-2-2. So.
Yeah, but I feel like now after his hat-trick against Albania, was it, for England?
Yeah.
I feel like, you know... With the new manager, he's just ready to start banging in
but
goals.
But he always was.
Yeah, but he wasn't banging in goals.
No, but he's always had the ability to. It's a weird one with Harry Kane because it's like whenever he scores, everyone goes, oh, he's back. He's Kane. Oh. But as soon as he goes like two or three games without a goal, it's like he don't want to be there. But what you've got to realise, he's like one of the most to the bone professional footballers in the Prem. He will give everything until he doesn't have to.
Mm.
And he knows that he's playing for Tom Hotspur for at least the rest of the season. So I fully well believe that he'll still come away with a cracking set of goals.
That's why I'm going to bring on the Kane train.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. But I just don't know what. Maybe Reguilon isn't the one. Maybe I have to look at another defender to replace Aspi because I'm a bit priced out.
Yeah, it could go even lower. Go like Ben White or something.
I was thinking Ben White, but then I could have him on the bench against Liverpool.
Yeah. And then Arsenal every week.
Thing is, Arsenal's fixtures aren't fantastic over the next few weeks.
Yeah, but if he's.
It'd just be good for the future. It'd be good to have.
You just pick another bench player.
Yeah.
And then you've got money for the next transfer.
Yeah, I could go a Spurs centre back even.
I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that either.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't know what I'm doing. But yeah, I'm bringing Kane.
Emerson Royale was 4.9.
Yeah. But is he going to play every game?
Was the other side, isn't he?
Yeah.
It was him or Doherty. So.
Doherty? Well, either way, Kane's coming in. And that's what I'm doing in FPL. Anyways, we are... I know it's a bit of a shorter episode this week, but I've been very, very busy. Very, very busy. I've got a lot going on right now.
We
have a lot going on right now. Next week, got a very exciting guest. So,
oh, it is very good.
So make sure you stay tuned for next week, ladies and gentlemen. Anyways, if you haven't already, make sure you liked and subscribed. Follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Yep. No quiz this week, because obviously it's just me and Bakey Wakey.
No guess, but next week I'll have a sick quiz for the sick guest.
Yes.
And with that being said...
We've got live shows coming as well.
Yes. Oh, yes. Actually, on the Tuesday the...
24th?
Tuesday the 24th. So make sure you set your reminders. 23rd? Tuesday the 23rd. It's going to be... Chelsea versus Juventus Champions League. So make sure you turn your notifications on for that. With that being said,
goodbye.
Tiddle pip.